Dr. Leah Abrams. Leah joined the National Human Genome Research Institute after graduating from Emory University in 2013 with a Bachelor's of Arts in Anthropology and Predictive Health. As part of the Social and Behavioral Research Branch, Leah studies public health applications of genomic discoveries. Her research on the genetic literacy survey examines how the public applies genomic knowledge in various non-clinical scenarios. Leah plans to pursue a master's of public health next fall. So, Leah?
Hello, good morning. So I'm going to talk about Angelina Jolie's Choice, influences of genetic literacy and gender on public attitudes about prophylactic mastectomies. So this is a picture of the Ice Bucket Challenge, which this year raised $115 million for the ALS Association, when in years past they've raised closer to $3 million. So this was a very successful awareness campaign for the disease of ALS using celebrities and the media. And so this picture here is Jimmy Fallon on national television, and other celebrities joined this mission, from Oprah to Martha Stewart. So this is an example of really how powerful celebrities and the media can be in influencing health and health research. And there have been other examples in breast cancer, which is the area I'm looking into. So one study by Smith found that media was the most named source of memorable messages of breast cancer, more actually than medical professionals. People name the media as what they remember when they are thinking about breast cancer messages. So the photo on the left is Nicki Minaj, who is a pop singer in Australia, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer at a very early age, and there was widespread media coverage, and studies have found that breast screening rose 40% in the 2 weeks following that publicity. And if you look specifically at women who had never been screened before but were eligible, they rose 101% in their screening following this story. And on the right is Nancy Reagan, who in 1987 had a tumor in her left breast and chose to have the entire breast removed, though a lumpectomy could have been as effective. And when she was outspoken about this choice in the media, a population cohort observational study has found a temporal association with a 25% reduction in breast-conserving surgeries. And that association was the strongest with people who matched Nancy Reagan's demographic. So white women who were well-educated and about her age kind of mirrored the choice that she made when they heard about it in the media. And this is the cover of Time magazine in May 2013. When this case of celebrity medicine brought genomics into the story for one of the first times. So Angelina Jolie wrote this article about her choice to have a prophylactic mastectomy, to have both her breasts removed because of a genetic risk for breast cancer. And so this is one of the first times that we can see genomics is coming into the story, and I'm interested in seeing how the public interacts with that. And Angelina Jolie, like many of these celebrities, is someone that is very well-respected. She's talented, she's beautiful, she's philanthropic, and so we all feel as though we know her. We've seen her in so many different scenarios, and we can relate to her. We've seen her, and we know about her family. So it's interesting to see what the effect of her being outspoken about her choice might have on the public. So today I'm going to talk about some other research that's been done on the Angelina effect, our study's methods, and the results and interpretations. So this here shows you a little bit of background about the BRCA mutation that Angelina Jolie had. And the purple bars are the risk for breast cancer for those who have this mutation, and the blue bar is the general population. And this 87% is what Angelina Jolie cited in her editorial as her risk for breast cancer, which you can see is way higher than the general population. What you can't see in this graph is that BRCA mutations account for only 5 to 10% of all breast cancer cases. So when you have this mutation, you have very high risk for breast cancer, but it's not causing most breast cancer cases, which is a key bit of information. When you have a BRCA mutation, there's a few different strategies you can use to prevent breast cancer. You can have enhanced screening, which is starting your mammograms earlier, doing them more often, or using MRIs instead. There's also chemo prevention medications, and there's prophylactic surgeries like the mastectomy or an oophorectomy. And mastectomies have been shown to reduce cancer risk, both in computer models and actual and observational studies. But there's yet to be a recommendation. So when a woman has a BRCA mutation, it's really her personal choice how she wants to deal with it, because while mastectomies reduce risk, it's a very intensive surgery that brings on risks of its own. It's also very high cost, and it depends on the personal values and your life course. So there's no general recommendation. It's a personal choice at this point. And it's kind of pending on more evidence. So data on the Angelina effect that's been conducted so far is this first study tracked press coverage of Angelina Jolie's choice. And they found 103 articles published in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., and only 32% of them cited the rarity of the mutation, which was what I was discussing earlier, which is a key bit of understanding genetic breast cancer. And if you think about the public today, most of them don't remember the genetics they took back in high school, and if they do remember, it's probably not relevant because the science is advancing so quickly. So a lot of people learn what they know about genetics through the media, and if the media isn't reporting all of the necessary facts, they might not be able to fully understand the situation. So that's kind of what this study found. And Borzakowski and colleagues did a study representative of the U.S. population and looked at who read Angelina Jolie's editorial and what they knew about breast cancer. And they found widespread awareness that 3/4 of their sample had read the article and had heard about the story, but that was not associated with knowledge about breast cancer. And they actually found that fewer than 10% fully understood the relative risk of breast cancer when you do and do not have the BRCA mutation, which would mean understanding the risk with the mutation and without it. And when they asked those two questions, only 10% of their sample could get it right. And this last study looked at the UK, so it's a little bit of a different context, but they were looking at actual behaviors of referrals to family clinics, and you'll see in June and July, this is showing the dark blue bars in 2013, directly following Angelina Jolie's choice, and the light blue bar was in the year prior. So there was a 2.5-fold increase in referrals, and because this is the UK, it's a different healthcare system, and they also can't separate this from some recommendations that changed in that year. But it does share that there's a possibility of a real behavior change resulting from this awareness. So our aim was to look at how equipped the public is to interpret and apply what they hear about genomics in the media. And to try to answer that, we wanted to look at how genetic literacy and media awareness together influence the way that people think about prophylactic mastectomies. We wanted to see if awareness had a stronger effect on men or those with low literacy skills. We thought that because breast cancer is an issue that more often affects women and is more salient to them, maybe men and women would interact differently with this information when they read it. And lastly, we were curious about how confidence to assess Angelina Jolie's decision might affect the their decisions and how they think about awareness. Because genomics is kind of new to a lot of people, we were curious how confident they would feel interpreting that information. So we used a survey in November 2013, which is 6 months following Angelina Jolie's article, and it was about a 30-minute survey of a consumer panel that represented the U.S. population. It represented on age, race, education, income, and region of the country. And so I want to tell you a little bit about the measure we used for genetic literacy because it's fairly unique. We had a few in the survey, and we chose to use this one on genetic literacy skills. And so rather than asking people for technical facts they know about genes and chromosomes, we didn't think that was as relevant to interpreting the media. So instead, we used this measure that provided information like you'll see here. This is straight from the measure. And so respondents could see this graph. And then we asked them questions that really just required them to be able to read it and understand it. And so they could look back at the information sheet and then had to answer questions like this. And so what we were really assessing here is how much they could use the information that was provided. And this graph is actually based on something that you can easily find online. If you just Google BRCA mutation, you'll find a website that looks similar to this graph. So we're kind of giving people the kind of information they could find themselves and seeing what can they do with it. Can they interpret it and can they use it? And in terms of measuring awareness, we asked respondents whether or not they read the article, which would give them a point if they read Angelina Jolie's article. Then we asked them how many times do they hear about it in the media, so maybe they saw a CNN story or they read a different article about hers, and then how much they heard about it from friends and family. And when we added those together, we considered that their total awareness of this media story. And this last one was confidence. which this is verbatim from the survey. We gave them some scenario about hearing about a famous person who makes this choice, and we say, based on what you know right now, how confident are you that you could tell her decision was justified? So we're kind of assessing what they think they know about genetics and how prepared they are to use it. And they could scale from not at all confident to completely. So our outcome, we asked our respondents to agree or disagree that women who have BRCA mutations should get a mastectomy. And here's our result. You'll see it's somewhat of a normal curve with a very high peak in the middle. So 25% of our respondents disagreed and said women should not get a mastectomy. We had 20% agree that women should. And then 55% either didn't know or neither agreed nor disagreed. So they stayed neutral when we asked. And so we used those variables to try to model what makes someone more likely to agree with having a mastectomy. And we found confidence to be the only significant predictor. So people who said that they were more confident interpreting and the justification of Angelina Jolie's choice were the same people that were more likely to generalize that choice to the public. So I can understand what she did, and I think that's what people should do. And if you take confidence out of this model, genetic literacy and awareness still don't have an effect. So it's really only confidence that's driving this. And that begs the question, what's confidence? And I think part of it might be a personality trait that we can't really measure here, and some people might just be more confident no matter what you ask them. But we also found that increased genetic literacy was associated with increased confidence, which makes sense. The better they are at that skills assessment, the more confident they are interpreting Angelina Jolie's story. We also found awareness increased confidence, which also makes sense. The more they hear about this, the more comfortable they might feel assessing the justification of her choice. But we found this interesting interaction effect. And so you'll see the blue line is those who had low literacy. So those are people below average on our literacy scale. And the green line was people above the average on our literacy scale. And this is showing the effect of awareness on their confidence. So you'll see the steeper slope for the low literacy group is showing that awareness is having a stronger effect on people who are scoring below average on our literacy scale. And that point where the lines cross is at 10. So that's people who are very immersed in this story, and they've read it, and they've talked about it, and they've heard it on the news more than 10 times. At that point, even people with low literacy are actually higher in confidence than people with high literacy just because they've heard about it so much. And so this could potentially be concerning. This is showing that the media awareness has a lot of power in influencing people's confidence. And confidence ended up being the most important thing to predict their choice. So this could potentially be concerning and shows a real power of media awareness. So to summarize those pathways, we have genetic literacy and awareness that are interacting to increase confidence. And then confidence is predicting attitudes that favor mastectomies. And when we were left with that, we couldn't help but wonder about the 55% that didn't want to choose, that stayed indecisive and said, I neither agree nor disagree, or I don't know. So we created a new variable where we just took these people and we called them indecisive, and that's 55% of our sample. And we wanted to look at what makes someone more likely to be decisive or indecisive with this question. And so we used our same variables, and this time we found it was genetic literacy that drives decisiveness. So the higher you score on that 6 questions of genetic literacy skills, the more likely you were to make a decision, whether it was to agree or disagree. And so if you got all 6 questions right, you were double as likely to be able to make a decision than someone who didn't get any right. And this is the difference here between someone who was decisive got 4.22 questions correct compared to the average person who was indecisive who got 3.78. So this is showing here that instead of confidence, when it comes to making a decision, it's actually the genetic literacy skills that matter. And another way that we've thought about interpreting this is that genetic literacy skills measure really required someone looking back at the information sheet. And it was kind of a task of their patience with the survey. Did they engage enough with the survey to look back at the information sheet for all 6 questions and really find the answer in that information? And people who took the time to really engage with it and were interested enough to do that were the same people who were interested enough to think hard about this decision and to choose a decision. So this might be kind of tapping into a general engagement with genomics that some people had and some people didn't. And like I said at the start, we expected to find gender differences in these associations. And you'll see there is a gender difference in awareness with women hearing about the story more often, which makes sense. They might have been more likely to talk about it. And there's also a gender difference in genetic literacy skills that we did not expect. That could possibly be a difference in people's experiences in the field of science or in how they process the BRAC information. Women might have had more defensive processing and not wanted to engage with it as much. But we really didn't expect to see that difference. What we did expect was to see differences in decisiveness and attitudes, and we didn't see either of those. And so I think that it's possible in this case, because there's such widespread awareness of breast cancer, for Breast Cancer Month and for these celebrities that I cited, that at this point, men and women are both very aware of the issue. And men, you know, can be genetic counselors and physicians, their husbands, they carry this gene themselves as carriers, and so they might be equally engaged enough to make a decision in the same kinds of ways that women are. And so my conclusion is that after 6 months, which is when our survey was conducted, the Angelina effect can be seen in how increased awareness was associated with increased confidence. This confidence predicted favoring mastectomies, which was not independently associated with awareness or genetic literacy. And high genetic literacy skills predicted increased confidence, which increased decisiveness in this difficult scenario. So the public health implications of this, I think, are that improving genetic literacy skills, the ability to interpret and use genetic information, may lead to a risk-reducing decision by improving that kind of confidence. And the widespread awareness of breast cancer and of BRCA mutations may have made this an everybody issue, where men and women can both really think about and talk about breast cancer and genetic risk. And research on how the public engages with genomic information, especially in non-clinical settings and everyday scenarios like listening to a media story, are going to be increasingly important as applications of genomics continue to spread into other realms. So I'd like to thank you and to my colleagues, Colleen McBride, Joseph Capella, Jillian Hooker, and Laura Cayley. Thank you.
So we have some minutes for questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the complications, and the fact that you could get breast cancer anywhere, even if you have the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Did you measure any of that?
No. So the question was about kind of how they understand relative risk. So we provided that graph, and then we gave them facts about the rarity of the mutation and about risk for cancer with or without the mutation, but not about the different choices. And it's possible, you're right, that maybe they were informed about breast cancer and the mutation, but not enough about the different surgery options. We didn't provide them information about that.
That might have given them a different choice.
Yeah.
They had more information about what happens if you make that choice.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. We actually ended up controlling for race and age and education because we wanted to look at the effects of literacy itself, but there were differences that before we controlled for them, there were differences in genetic literacy by race. In the genetic literacy skills measure? No, it was actually a relatively easy measure. And in this survey, we had three different measures we were using for genetic literacy, and this is one of the three. So those three had different factors, and this one specifically, most people each question was answered correctly by most people because it wasn't difficult and the information was given to them. So it really wasn't... there was no question that was there to stump them. We had another measure that was asking about really true-false questions on genetic facts, and that had a lot of questions that really did stump them, but we didn't think that was as relevant to the kind of knowledge they needed here. No, we didn't ask them about that. We asked them basically how many times that they heard about it, but not their take on the story or their perception of what they heard. Thank you.